welcome to American Greed Inside the Episode. Hey everybody, what's up? I'm DJ Sixsmith. Today we are talking about financial infidelity, and we are joined by an activist, an author, and an actor. It is Jennifer Lewis. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Got a couple other gigs. I'm doing all right. I'm
very happy to hear that. When folks watch this episode, I think they'll be pretty surprised by the way in which you're able to talk about Antonia Wilson, because for some folks, they're really destroyed by a moment like this where they get scammed by somebody, but you're able to handle it pretty well. So first and foremost, what was it like sharing your story on American Greed? You've been out there all over the place, but Greed's a little bit different. So what was it like talking here?
Talking with American Greed made me feel like I was really helping. Like, I know the show is reputable. I know the show is good. I've seen a lot of the American Greed episodes and always pretty satisfied at the end because the bad guy gets the ass beating, as it were.
Actress, singer, and social activist Jennifer Lewis has spent decades on the Broadway stage and starred in dozens of movies. And in 2015, Lewis is on top of her game when she earns a co-starring role as savagely funny Ruby Johnson on the TV series Black-ish.
Telling the story about Antonia Wilson was very important for me because I wanted to help other women. It's simple as that. When something this horrible happens to you, I knew that with all the work that I had done on myself in therapy for my bipolar disorder, et cetera, I knew if I was in as much pain as I was, what other women must be suffering who don't have those tools. So I didn't really hesitate to tell this story. Just got Black-ish and boom. I said, oh, God sent the man.
The man is Antonio Tony Marriott Wilson, a manager and personal trainer at the LA Fitness, where Lewis escapes from her hectic schedule for a quick workout.
And I was very proud of myself for giving American Greed this story and knowing that they would treat it with the respect that it deserves.
So he bumped into me as I was exiting the gym. And it happened to be just a happy day. So when he did, I smiled and said, excuse me, and he smiled back. He complimented my hair, and I kind of flirted with him. He flirted with me, and we met for coffee.
Your words are going to help a lot of people. There's no question about that. It's not only people who have been conned by this man, but it's other
by
people.
Every,
it's him.
By
yeah.
every man.
Listen, this happens all the time, unfortunately.
We've all been betrayed.
Yeah.
We've all been betrayed at some point in our lives.
He said he had graduated from Oxford University. He'd been a Navy SEAL. His mother had passed away. He had two children and was divorced.
We're all human. Even though I am a celebrity, I am human. But I tell everybody, look, I used the bathroom just like you did this morning. So we're all in this together.
By September of 2015, actress Jennifer Lewis is wrapping up a whirlwind romance with Antonio Wilson, Mr. Too Good to Be True. Just wanted you to know you are being thought of. Love you.
When things traumatize us, it's very, very, very difficult to talk about. But we must force ourselves because that's the first step to healing.
So Jennifer, let's talk about it. Let's go back to when you met Antonia Wilson, because as people find out in this episode, and as you found out, he had a different name. He had been in and out of prison. He had conned other women.
Well, he was beautiful. He was handsome, well-spoken. He was educated. I mean, what woman wouldn't, you know, sit up when someone says they graduated from Oxford?
The bottom line is I wasn't paying attention. See, that's my grandiosity, my delusions of grandeur, my omnipotence. I own my part of it. I wasn't paying attention. I didn't think anything in the world could happen to me like that. It's an awakening. It's real. You have to put that horror story into your book, chapters of your life, as it were. But what matters is, what did you do about it? What are you prepared to do about it? Do you fall apart?
When you tell, it is so freeing. You're not holding it in.
She was brutally honest. And you know, she said, because of this experience, you know, I had to go to therapy again. I battled depression again. Those are real feelings. And the fact that she's in the public eye and she talked about that kind of speaks to, this is something that can happen to any woman. And this is something that can affect you.
Did I fall apart at first? Absolutely. Nobody expects that kind of betrayal in life. There was no way in hell I couldn't give this story to the public. The man was dangerous. The situation was dangerous. And we have to let each other in on the secret. There can't be any secrets. I say it over and over. We're as sick as our secrets.
It's really important to talk about it. And he messed with the wrong woman too, as you said in the episode several different times.
Oh yeah, so baby.
Shout out there.
I'm sure Tony Marriott was confident that being a celebrity, I would never tell. It would be a scandal. Wrong girl. No, I tell everything.
I told him, I said, you with the wrong girl, honey. You with the wrong girl, all I got is time and money.
Well, see, here's the thing. He used his children. That was the sickest of all of it, that he used his children in a scam. And that is the reason I was determined to get him. I was determined to get him off the streets. I was determined that he would not be in a position to hurt another woman or man for that matter.
You got him.
I got justice.
AKA Tony Marriott, AKA Bryce Carrington. He had a million names.
He's now in prison for 8 years.
Let's get the facts right.
All right, so 8 years?
Hit
me with it.
I was conned out of $50,000 by a professional con artist. And ain't no shame in my game.
And I think therapy has been really important for you also. You mentioned it before. Because at that time in your life, you have Black-ish, which is a huge role for you. Your mother passes away, which is a huge trauma you're dealing with. This new relationship comes in. So when you think about it now, all these years later, how have you unpacked it and how have you processed everything that did happen in that moment for you?
It's been quite a journey. But, you know, I love life. I'm just naturally a joyful person. I was strong enough to bring myself out of it. I did the work. I got back in therapy. I took care of myself. I continued pursuing things that made me happy to balance the horror of being betrayed.
So Jennifer, since we're having an honest conversation here, when you think about the red flags that you should have seen, whether it was
the fake Oxford, talk about the red.
Oxford, the
no,
whole thing.
Here's with, the thing. Here's
the background. What's the one that you're like, damn, I should have known that one?
There were so many I should have known. But let's put it like this. One cannot be where one is not. But what have we learned? Pay attention.
Whatever his faults, Tony is her rock. She announces she's going to marry him.
I kept a private eye on him for 5 years.
Wow.
Determined to put him in jail, and I did.
You mentioned his children. What was the other motivating factor in terms of you thought to yourself, that's enough, this is now my life's focus? What was the turning point for you?
Well, the turning point was when my girlfriend showed me that he was a con.
Concerned and suspicious, friends gently caution, what does she really know about Antonio Wilson? A close girlfriend starts sleuthing Antonio Wilson's online footprint.
Shout out to your girlfriend. Can we give her some love here?
Because shout out, love. Always keep people around you. Keep good friends in your life that will basically tell you your boyfriend's an asshole.
She went home and researched him, went deeper into the internet looking. And then she found Bryce Carrington, his picture in my face, charged for fraud. When I met him, he had just gotten out of jail. Oh my God, it was beyond shocking.
You've got to trust your instincts. He had done so much research on me. And, you know, I'm accessible. Every interview I've ever done is on the internet. So he went in and got my deepest secrets, my buttons. He knew everything. He was a professional. Yes, I should have seen it, but I wasn't looking.
But as you'll soon discover, Antonio Wilson has been slipping into new personas and inventing fantastical fictions for decades.
So many of us hear what we want to hear. Guilty. Guilty. A lot of us live in that fantasy world, and that is what he painted, was a fantasy of a life I had never lived with, had some normalcy in it. Well, I'm an entertainer, baby. There's nothing normal about me. Fortunately, I'd done enough work on myself that I was able to rise above the pain, disappointment. It's a horrible thing to happen to anyone.
Jennifer, you did so much work that led to other women speaking out, that led ultimately to this man going to prison and facing further consequences. How did you feel when you heard the news that he was going to prison and that you did get justice? How did you feel when you got the news?
I felt great. I felt like I had protected other women. I felt like I had done something good, something that we should all do. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's what I told the judge, and the judge told him the truth.
That judge, he had a much longer sentence than was initially discussed for him.
Oh yeah, well, the judge was gonna give him 4 years, but after I read my victim statement, he gave him 8 because he actually looked at the predator aspect of it.
It wasn't just you, it was many, many women. It was a pattern. And men as well.
He'd been conning people since he was 15. He was good at what he did, but he wasn't that good because he always got caught. Dumbass. I hope he sees that and understands how dumb he truly is. But you know what? I don't hate him because I know what mental illness looks like. He's a sociopath. He has no feelings. And I wanted to get him away from those children, those beautiful children that I met. I hope those children will be well in their lives. And that was the one part I felt bad about. 2 more Black children are losing a father.
So as American Grief fans know, some people will do anything for money. Jennifer, with that being said, when people do watch this show and learn about Tony and you and everybody else, what are some of the biggest takeaways you want them to have?
I want everybody to pay attention because that's what I did not do. Write your own story. What is your story? How would a song about you begin?
How would a song about you begin, Jennifer? Answer your own question there.
Today's a beautiful day. And I'm gonna be beautiful in it. Today's a beautiful day, and I'm gonna be beautiful, beautiful in it.
See, that's why you're the best. That's amazing. Thank you for that.
That would be my song, man. Today's beautiful, and I'm gonna be beautiful in it.
You've had a great career, and nobody messes with Jennifer Lewis. That's what we learned in this episode of American Greed.
Thank you.
That is Jennifer Lewis. We will see you next time. Thanks so much.